Shalom to all. Today's office is Rosh Hashanah Erev and Daf Mem Gimel. We are starting Membeis Amud Beis near the bottom with Halacha Dalet, and Milzer's daf is all the way at the end of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Meirim Sarah Bas Biaka Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us, Me'emas I Nicer Rishos. From when do we give Rishos? A guy forgot to join the Erev, and as we've learned previously, if he's not Mevatel Rishos, so then no one's able to carry here. As we ask Mevatel Rishos, the question is, when does he do this? Beishama says Mevayid Yom. He has to do this before Shabbos starts. That's because according to Beishama, Bittel Rishos is like he's being machne his Rishos to others, and you can't do a Kenyan on Shabbos, so he has to do it beforehand. Whereas Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says, Mishatech Shach, it could even be a nighttime, because Bittel Rishos is just Istaluke Rishusa. He's removing himself from his own Rishos, and the Mela, he's not considered part of this Chatzar, and therefore he's not being machne anything on Shabbos. That's why he's allowed to do it even on Shabbos. Now we go for a little bit of troubleshooting. Mishanos Rishusa, a guy gave his Rishos over, Vahaitzi, and then he ended up bringing something out into the Chatzar, Bein Shagi Bein Mezid. Whether he did that Beshagi or Bein Mezid, Hareza Isar Alav, he now asers everyone, Divra Mer, that's Ramer's opinion, and that's because since he now used the Rishos, he shows that he's nullifying, he's undoing, he's taking back his Bittul. Now it's important to note that we already explained earlier in the Gemara that it's not the proper Girsa, that actually we're supposed to say that Einei Aser Alav, he does not Aser everyone, because once they use the Rishos after his Bittul, he's not able to retract his Bittul. Now Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says that actually depends, Mezid Aser, Shagig Einei Aser, if he brought stuff out Ben Mezid, so then he Asers them, but if he did it B'Shagig, he doesn't Aser them. And the Gemara tells us, Me'emasai Nozim Rishos V'chulu, Keni Masnisa, this is really what the Mishnah is saying, Me'emasai Mevatel and Rishos. When is a person Mevatel their Rishos? The Lashon of the Mishnah is nice than Rishos. But nice than is Mashma that we're discussing Schiros, that he's renting his Rishos or giving his Rishos over. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Bittel Rishos. And that's why the Gemara is focusing on this language. It's not nice than, but it's Me'emasai Mevatel and Rishos. So Beishamah and Beishamah says, Ba'yom Beishil Oyom Mishatech Shach. And another clarification of the Mishnah is Keni Masnisa. This is also what the Mishnah is saying. Beishil Oyom Beishil says, Afilu Mishatech Shach. We have to add in that word. This is how we explain the Mishnah. The Beishil is agreeing to Beishamah. Of course, he's allowed to do him Ba'yom, but he doesn't have to, he could even do it at nighttime. And why do we have to emphasize this? Mem Gimel Rav on top, Deloy Chein Hi Masnisa, because if it's not the way that we explain the Mishnah, then it's going to turn out that Mikula Beis Shammai Mechorim Beis Hillel, that this is one of the cools of Beis Shammai and the Chomers of Beis Hillel. Because if it was Machlekes, the Beis Shammai says you do it by Yom, and Beis Hillel says that you have to do it Mishetach Shach, that means Beis Hillel's Machmir, that he's not able to be Mevatel Rishos during the day, and Beis Shammai says that you are. That means the Beis Shammai is Mekel, and Beis Hillel's Machmir, and it means that we should list it under the cools of Beis Shammai and Chomers of Beis Hillel, and it's not found there. So it must be like we had to explain in the Mishnah, and as the Gemara just said, we have to add in the word afilu. The Beis Hillel says, even when it's nighttime, you're able to mevatel rishos. We continue discussing. The Mishnah said, Mishan asam rishusei v'haitzi. Once again, Kena Masisi, this Mishnah is really saying, Mishan bitel rishusei v'haitzi, somebody who's mevatel their rishos and then ended up carrying out. It's not Mishan nasan, but it's Mishan bitel. And we continue, Bein Yibshag, Bein Mezen, Hareza Iser, Kena Masisa. This is really what the Mishnah is saying, as we had explained in the Mishnah, Eine Iser, that he doesn't Aser. Now we go on to a bunch of cases. Tanu, we have a Brasa, Shtaim Shay Shot from Bechatzer. We have two people that were partners in a Chatzer, and they did not join in an Erov. And one of them died. And his house fell by Yerusha to a random guy in the marketplace. So it really depends when this happened. If the guy died before Shabbos, before it got dark, that's a proper girsa, then this new owner doesn't aser. But if he died after Shabbos, so then he does aser. And Rav Acha says, this is according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, you can't mevatel rishos once it gets dark. And therefore, when the homeowner died before Shabbos, that means that the house was transferred to a random guy that doesn't even live there. He's from the shuk. He doesn't actually physically live in this house. So then there's no problem if he doesn't join an Eruv because he doesn't even live here. But if the homeowner died after Shabbos, and remember, that guy who had died did not join in the Eruv. So at the beginning of Shabbos, it was usher to carry here. Now this new guy takes over ownership on Shabbos. He can't be Mevatel Rishos because it's already Shabbos. And as Beis Shammai says, no Bittul Rishos on Shabbos. However, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says Mevatel Rishos Mishetach Shach. One could be Mevatel Rishos when it gets dark. And Rabbi Yisro Bun, he tells us, Mekim and Shemes, since this guy died, ain't Bittul Rishos Gadol Mizeh. There is no greater Bittul Rishos than that. Dying and leaving completely, that is the greatest Rishos, and therefore there's no problem even if he dies on Shabbos. Another example here is the opposite. Harei Shayol Lechem Menashuk Bayis Iman B'Chatzer. Let's say a random guy from the outside owns a house in his Chatzer, but he doesn't live there, and he didn't join the Eruv, which he doesn't have to. Umeisen, he died. V'nafla Bayis Yerusha Lechem Mehen, and that house fell to Yerusha to somebody who does live in the Chatzer. So here it's the opposite. Ad Shalecha Sheikha, if he died before Shabbos, Hareza Iser. So now everyone's Aser, because the new guy who takes over ownership, who lives in the Chatzer, we're talking about where he didn't join in the Eruv, and so now everyone's Aser to carry here. But Mishach HaSheikha, if the random owner died after Shabbos started, Eina Aser, so he doesn't Aser everyone. And Oidhi the Beis Shammai, this is also Shiz Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai says, Ein Mevatel Rishos Mishetech Shach, one can't be Mevatel Rishos once it's dark, once it's Shabbos. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, Mevatel Rishos Mishetech Shach, one could Mevatel Rishos when it's dark. Now we move on to something similar and pay attention to the Girsa change. Mahu Liskar Rishos Mishetech Shach. Is a guy allowed to be masked as Rishos? Can can he rent it out after Shabbos Ready started? And the question basically is, do we look at Schir Sushos like Erev, and Erev is only allowed to be done before Shabbos, or do we look at it like Bittel, that according to Beis Hillel, is allowed to be done after Shabbos started? So Chiyo, Reb Yossi, and Reb Ema, Salkon L'chamsa de Gader, they went to Chamat Gader, Shalom Rav Chalm Bar Yosef, they asked Rav Chalm Bar Yosef, Vishara, and he permitted them, he said, no problem, Schir is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Now Shalom Reb Yechanon, Vimar, Reb Yechanon heard this and said, Yafas Isim, you did good, no problem. Whereas Shalom Reb Shimon Lakish, he heard Vimar and he said, Lais Isim Yafa, you didn't do good. The question is, Ma Pligin, are they arguing? Is this a Machlekes Reb Yechanon, Reb Shlakish, or no? So we have Machlekes about that. Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira says, Lai Pligin, they're not arguing. Ma Demar Yafa Sisem, the one who says you did good, that's Reb Yechanon. He's just commenting on one aspect, Sheshartem, that you rented out your Shosan Shabbos. Ma Demar Lais Isim Yafa, according to Reb Shlakish, that you didn't do good, he's saying, Shetel Taltem, that you carried here. What do we mean? So as we just said, they're really commenting on two parts of this case and they're not arguing. Reb Yechanon saying there's nothing wrong with the etzem act of renting it because it's called Schiras Gerua and it's really just there to allow tiltals. So vis-a-vis the prohibition of making rental agreements on Shabbos, there was nothing wrong done. However, says Reish Lakish, it's still not permitted to carry here because Schiras is similar to Eruv. In order to be metaltel, it must be done before Shabbos. However, Rav Ba'amar, he tells us Pligi, Reb Yechanon and Reish Lakish are arguing, Ma Demar Yafa Sisem, according to Reb Yechanon, when he said you did good, he meant to say Sheschartem Vishetaltem, that you did Schiras on Shabbos and that you carried here, no problem, it's all allowed to be done. Whereas Ma Demar Lo Yisim Yafa, according to Reish Lakish, that you didn't do good, he meant to say Lo Sheschartem, Lo Sheschartem, not that you rented it and not that you carried here, because Schiras is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Now, Rav Ba has a final question. Afalin Yin Mechitzis Kain, do we say the same thing regarding Mechitzis? We actually had this in the first parak. We had spoken about two people that were out in the wilderness and they surrounded themselves with Mechitzis Geruis, not such good Mechitzis. We had explained that they were limited to an area of two base saw. They can carry around this whole area. However, if they are a Shayara, a caravan, which is three or more people, they get more space. And so the question is, what about if there's a change on Shabbos? This is really going back to cases that we had before. If one of the homeowners died before Shabbos, or if he died on Shabbos, are we able to change the status? And now we're asking regarding this situation, and that's what the Gemara says, Hey Chavida, how is this working? Meaning, what's the situation? Hayu Shnaim, let's say there was two people in this area, Ve'irvu Erev Echad, and they made one Erev, which means they surrounded themselves with one set of mechitzas, and it was just two Beisa. Mem Gimel Beis on top, Ubaha Gaiva Hoysef, and then a guy came on Shabbos, bring another Yid, so now there's three people here. Far Nichos HaShabbos Be'eser, do we say that Shabbos already came in Be'eser? There was only two people here at the beginning of Shabbos, so they're limited to two Beisa, or no? And the same case as well the other way around. Hayu Shlaisha, let's say Shabbos began with three people here, Ve'irvu Shnei Reuven, and they made two Reuven, meaning basically they surrounded themselves with these mechitzas geruas for six Beisa, that's the amount that three people are allowed, Uba Hagai Upiches, and then a guy came along and removed one of them, so there's only two people here. Do we say that Kfar Nichos HaShabbos Beheter, that Shabbos already came in Beheter, and since then the beginning of Shabbos, they were allowed to carry in this big six Sa'a space, so even though now there's only two people, they're still allowed to carry here. And Chayle Der Rav Ba, Min Hada, the power, the strength, Rav Ba's question, meaning where he's coming from, is from the following, Kol Shabbos Shenichos HaBeheter Mutter Be'iser Aser. Then in regards to Shabbos, if we come in a state of Heter, so it's Mutter for the rest of Shabbos, and if we come in a state of Iser, it's Aser for the rest of Shabbos, Chutz Min Avatel Rishos, except for Bittel Rishos, that's Shitas Beis Hillel, that even if we start out Shabbos, and the guy had forgotten to join in the Eruv, on Shabbos he's still allowed to be Vatel Rishos. But besides that, when we're dealing with guys surrounding themselves with Mechitzos, whatever it was like at the beginning of Shabbos, that's how it stuck. And Umanda Amar, according to some Gersoids, it's V'is Da Amri, Chutz Min Avatel Umin Amasker, that besides for Bittel that's allowed to be done on Shabbos, there's also Schiras that's allowed to be done on Shabbos as well, and that would be the same thing. Now we have another question, is regarding an inn or a hotel, something like that, which is owned by a non-Jew, and this has a shared chutzer, which all of the guests can use. It's kind of like the lobby of a hotel, and let's say a Yid goes there, rents a room for Shabbos, another room is rented out by a guy, but that fellow isn't there at all. The question is the Yid allowed to rent that room from the hotel owner so he doesn't run into problems on Shabbos if the other guy comes back? Because remember, as long as the guy's not here, there's no problem, we're allowed to carry in the shared space because the guy's not there at all. But if the guy comes back on Shabbos, that means he now does have Rishos and there was no Schiras done, so the Yid wouldn't be allowed to carry here. And so the Gemara asks, Mahu Lisko Rishos Min HaPundek, is the Yid who's in this inn on Shabbos allowed to rent this hotel room from the Gaisha owner of the hotel? But again, that's even though this hotel room is technically rented out to another non-Jew, he just happens not to be there. So Rav Yonason, Salkon L'chamsa de Gader, they went to Chamat Gader. They said, Namtin Achivo Zikna Darim Lakan, let's wait till the elders of the Darim come here. These were very wise men. And also Rav Ephes Doroima, Rav Ephes from the south came, Mishal Nulei, and they asked him, Misharani permitted them, no problem, before Shabbos, just rent that room that's really rented out by the other guy, rented out from the hotel owner. However, Shalom Rav Shimon Lakish, he heard this, Va'amar, and he said, Me'achar Shagai Ba Umaitzieni, now that the guy could come on Shabbos and he could throw me out of the room, Lo Yasinu Kolom, we didn't do anything. Even if we rent the room before Shabbos, if the guy comes back on Shabbos, he could say, what are you guys doing in my room? And he could throw us us out. So how does that help to rent his rishos? Now Shem Barba Amar, he says, Rabbi Yechon Bai, Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakesh, according to your svara, me'ato ein botenu shalanu. Now we'd say that even our homes aren't ours, because many times the Persians come along and they forcibly implant themselves in our homes, living there with us. Sometimes it's talking about troops as soldiers, sometimes referring to just regular non-Jews, and so even our homes aren't ours, and therefore we should never be allowed to make an Eruv. So Rav Yosti Bar Simon said, B'shem Rav Baitos, responding to this, that you're right, ein batenu shalanu, our homes are not considered ours, however, that's only in regards to Ladri Manu, living with us. Halotzeis ein mitzinai sanu, but in regards to kicking us out, they don't kick us out, meaning you're right, the non-Jews do come and forcibly come and live in our homes sometimes, but they still never kick us out of our homes, therefore, our house is still considered ours, and we're allowed to join an Eruv or Shita for whatever is necessary for Shabbos. But Upunduk mitzinai sanu, in this hotel, they could throw us out. The room was rented out by a different non-Jew. He happens not to be here, but when he comes back, he could throw out anybody who he finds in his room, and therefore, in this particular case, trying to rent out this other room from the owner of the hotel is not going to work, because again, it was already rented out by a different non-Jew. And moving on to Halacha, this mission discusses Shitufei Muvois, where we have a bunch of chatzeros that open into the same Mavoi, and everyone has to join in the same Shituf. And mission says as follows, Balabayas Shahaya Shituf L'Shechinim, L'Zebiyayin V'L'Zebiyayin, Einon Tzrichan La'arev. We have a Balabayas, one of the guys who lives in one of the chatzeros, he's a partner with two different neighbors with wine. One guy with one barrel of wine, another guy with another barrel of wine, he doesn't have to join an Eruv. So let's just give names to this. We have three chatzeros in the same Mavoi, Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon was in a partnership with Ruvain in a barrel of wine, and with Levi in a different barrel of wine. So the Mishnah just told us that there's no need for an official sheet of Muvais, even though Ruvain and Levi don't have what to do with each other, and that's because Shimon is the connector between Ruvain and Levi. Now it's important to know that this is only with wine, because there isn't a hakpada if some wine from this barrel gets mixed into some wine from that barrel, so really it's like Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi are all together. However, Lezebiyan v'Lezebishemen, Tzrichan La'arev, if Shimon's a partner with Ruvain with wine and with Levi with oil, so then they do need to make an Eruv, because people are makbid with wine and oil getting mixed with each other, so therefore we can't say that Shimon is a connector between Ruvain and Levi. Now Rav Shimon argues and says, Echadza v'echadza, Einon Tzrichan La'arev, then in both situations they don't need to make an Eruv. And we're explaining to Rav Shimon in the Gemara. So the Gemara now tells us, Baal Bayis Shai Shutav L'Shechinim V'chulu, so Rav Bas is B'shem Rav Yuda, B'derech Ha'aretz Shanu, the Mishnah is teaching us the norm, L'zeb B'yayin V'l'zeb B'yayin, then when Shimon has a partnership with Ruvain and with Levi, individually with a barrel of wine, Hayul V'einoi Makbed Al Terubasai, since they're usually not makbid with it getting mixed up with each other, Ein Sarach La'arev, so then there's no need to make an Eruv. And L'zeb B'yayin V'l'zeb B'shemen, if it's a separate partnership, one with wine, one with oil, Hayul V'hu Makbed Al Terubasai, since people are usually makbid with oil and wine getting mixed up with each other, Sarach La'arev, so then they do have to make an Eruv. However, if it happens to be, says Rav Babashim Rav Yuda, that there was a partnership with wine and oil, but they don't mind mixing it, so then there's no problem, and that would be a valid Eruv. And by the same token, even if Shimon's partnership with Ruvain was with wine, and with Levi was with wine, but he knows that they're makbid, and they don't want their wines being mixed, so then they would have to make an Eruv, and this wouldn't be sufficient, even though it's both with wine. However, Babar Kana quotes Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, says, B'shem Rav, Ben Asunim B'kli Echad Himasnisa, our mission is talking about where it was physically all in the same kli. In other words, he argues that the only way this partnership can work as a shitof is if the wine is all in one kli. But if it's in two kalim, which means it's two separate partnerships, that doesn't work and shitof must be done. And when the Mishnah says wine and oil doesn't work, that's even if they're in the same kli, because it's not the norm to mix them, therefore a shitof must be made. And now we explain Shitas Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, and Rav Zeikin explains, time with Rav Shimon, what's Rav Shimon's reason? Meaning, why does he say that even if the partnership with one was with wine and the other was with oil, that a shitof doesn't need to be made? That's because she came darken l'shtais on a nigroin, because it was normal to drink such a mixture, it was called a nigroin, it was a drink meant for health, and they would mix wine and oil, and therefore it is considered regular to have wine and oil mixed, and therefore no shitof needs to be done. That's according to Rav Shimon. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.